Welcome to another community spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Bob Perot with you, and joining me, as she does once a week, is Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Dr. Lee, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.
Let's get into this right now. We wanted to sort of revisit a topic that we spoke of earlier. And this was at the beginning of August when the health unit sent notices out to over 1,300 families about missing vaccination records. Can you remind us what that's all about for anyone who's wondering?
Yeah, so this is all based on a piece of provincial legislation called the Immunization of School Pupils Act, which I'll call ISPA just for ease of saying. And so this provincial legislation requires that all kids in school be compliant with specific vaccination requirements. And the ISPA actually lays out the expectations for parents, schools, and health units across the province. It's quite formal and explicit on the expectations. And so that's what the health unit follows. And that's what health units across Ontario follow as well. So to be compliant with ISPA, kids need to be, or kids need their vaccine records submitted to the health unit, or they need to have a file or an exemption submitted. So that can be a medical exemption or an exemption due to conscience or religious belief. And so to be clear, ISPA, it's not to say that people have to be vaccinated to be compliant with ISPA. It's to say that the records need to be sent to the health unit. And if they're vaccinated, then that's the record. If they're not vaccinated and they have an exemption, then that's the record as well. So, and just to be clear, except for COVID-19, the health unit actually doesn't get information about people's vaccination status automatically. And that means that people need to send their students' vaccine records to the health unit in order for us to know who's gotten what, an exemption form. And a lot of people don't know this. And so then the health unit's records are not complete. And then this is why we do these vaccine record process in ISPA. So in July, we looked at the records for over 10,000 students in our region in a select number of grades, and about 1,300 still didn't have any records with us of the kids who we had evaluated in the previous school year. And so those were the kids who had received those suspension letters that were dated for the first day of school. And this is the first time we've actually done suspension notices since 2019. During the pandemic, the health unit actually didn't do any ISPA assessments because we didn't have the capacity. We were so focused on COVID-19 response. And so because it's been 4 or 5 years now, it may be a little bit unfamiliar to people, and we're doing a lot of catch up as well. So we will be going to our routine process starting this year as well. So we'll actually have another round of assessments and potential suspensions in the winter or spring for a new set of kids.
So how is the response to this?
Yeah, so we've had lots of response to our letter about suspension. And a lot of families, you know, as expected, simply didn't know that they had to specifically send us records. And so a lot of people just hadn't realized that was part of a thing that you had to do in order for kids to be compliant with that provincial legislation. So we've worked with families and parents to get those records in our system, and then we're ready to go for those kids. A few had trouble with accessing the online system, so we've been helping with that. And the schools and healthcare providers in our region have been really fantastic in working with us and getting these families the records sent. And of course, parents as well have been great. I know it can be a frustrating set of circumstances, so we do try to work as hard as possible with people to make sure that kids are not getting suspended.
So Dr. Lee, if records are provided within the 20 days of that suspension, can the kids go back to school?
Yeah, so the ISPA actually defines how long the suspension for. It's for 20 school days. If kids have their records sent to us within that 20 days, then they can attend school the next day. So once we get those records the next day, we work with the schools on updating all of our systems, and they can go back to school. So it's not that it's 20 days once the clock starts, but the 20 days is another way in which we can continue to work with families, continue to work with schools to minimize the effect on kids.
So what about the ones that don't get those in? What happens to them after the 20 days?
Yeah, so kids can go back to school after those 20 school days, and that's again defined in the ISPA. And kids who are not compliant with that, the definitions within ISPA, so they don't have their records sent to us, either vaccine records or exemption records. If they're reassessed in subsequent school years, then they may face subsequent suspensions as well. And again, that's also defined in ISPA. If we have an outbreak or case, so this is really just about records, right? The system that I've described so far. Separate from that, if we do have an exposure of something in schools, then for example, measles and pertussis, which are around, or other vaccine preventable illnesses, then kids who are not up to date for that vaccination and who are not protected may be excluded from school in a separate system, also defined actually within ISPA, but that has to do with protecting people against exposure and vulnerability.
So why was it important to enforce this section of the Immunization of School Pupils Act now?
Yeah, so immunization remains the best way to protect kids against these vaccine preventable diseases. Kids also are a group, and so things can transmit from kid to kid within a classroom, and I think parents can attest to this in their own personal experience as well. So having these high vaccine coverage rates among kids reduces the risk of contracting disease for them, but also protects our communities as well. Having said that, the goal of this is not just about vaccination, right? And in fact, it's about records because what we want to do is know who has been vaccinated or who has not been vaccinated, or just generally what their immunity status is against these vaccine preventable diseases, so as to be able to act really quickly if we do have, for example, a case of pertussis or an outbreak of pertussis within a school in our region. Then we can know, 15% of kids are vulnerable to pertussis, and those are the 15%. Those individuals need to be excluded from school, or actually, this class, everybody's been vaccinated for pertussis, so nobody needs to be excluded from school. So, all of that reaction needs to happen really quickly to minimize the disruption to parents and families and to kids during the school year. And so, this is the preparation that we do in order to minimize that risk down the road.
All right, Dr. Lee, thank you so much for this. As always, you can head to healthunit.org to get more contact information if you have further questions for the health unit. Of course, you folks are always there to help. Dr. Lee, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
It's always a good to be here too.
Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit on this edition of the Community Spotlight on 88.1 MyFM.